What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And give that shout out to No House Advantage. Whether you're trying to play NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA contests, you are in luck. They have them. That's pretty sweet. And you don't have to worry about fantasy points at all. This is all based on player props. You can use the promo code AwesomeMo. Get a $20 instant match deposit bonus when you sign up. Can't beat that. It's free money. You can download the app in the App Store and win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Ben, we did pretty well yesterday for the Home Run Derby. One of us, this guy right here, hit the outright.
That's true. Congratulations. No, I was actually really happy with it. I got a pretty fortunate split. To be honest, I mean, the longest home run cleared, I think, was some ease. But my other strategy, and we talked through that on the show, we kind of arrived at the same conclusion. You went one way, I went the other. Obviously, your way worked out with a nice hit on Pete Alonso. So it was much needed for you. You had been in a little slump. and now we get to talk a little more All-Star and MLB before the NBA comes back tomorrow.
I was in a little bit of a slump. That was very necessary. It really helped to see that one. I immediately had bettor's remorse and wished that I put more strips of bacon on that bad boy, but such is life. So I'm going to leave it to you, since you still are on a bit of a heater. Would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go first. I'm going to get things started here. I'll say, obviously, we like to be transparent on the show and kind of get some insight into how we're approaching it. I was stunned slash disappointed a little bit in the offerings that were out there for the All-Star game. I thought there'd be a lot more creative props. I didn't see a ton of them. Maybe some will pop up later in the day. But we still have some things that I was interested in. Obviously, just like the Home Run Derby, not going crazy today. I did see a prop that I'm going to take a shot with. And it's kind of like what we do with the NBA, where it's like a team wins a game and then the series. They kind of have that for the game. I'm going to bet that the National League scores first and also wins the game. That is plus 230. Now, the first disadvantage they have is they are not batting first. So they have to they have to get three outs before anyone scores or we're completely dead. But then, obviously, it's like anything else, they'll have the advantage or go back and forth. We're in Coors. There's going to be ample opportunities for runs. And it's more that plus 230 on something that I view as somewhat a toss-up. And I do lean to the National League in the game. I was pretty happy with that. So I'm just going to put a half a strip of bacon on that. Maybe steal one. Obviously going to need the National League to start fast and strike first. And if that, then I have them at plus 230 to win the game.
Well, we are certainly going in different directions. Okay. Let's kick this one off with a half strip of bacon to an alternate line for the AL. AL minus one, plus 133. So I loaded in my projections and created a neutral stat line, and I actually simmed this game. And obviously I had to make some assumptions since we expect, 20 different hitters to play and all sorts of different pitchers. So some variance here, but I have the AL as a favorite in my model. And I didn't want to just go straight to the AL. I wanted to pick up a little bit more love on the line. So I found AL minus one plus 133. So if the AL, wins by one, we're still getting a push here. And I think when push comes to shove, I'm willing to bet on the bats of the American League a little bit more. I like the offensive profile. I like the way that they're going to maximize Ohtani for this game. And my expectation, my guess for this one is that Vlad Guerrero Jr. is the MVP of the All-Star game. And if that is my feel, that's how I was feeling after the simulation, I'm going to the AL. That would fit. Both of these things work in synergy. I couldn't find any who's going to be the MVP of the All-Star game type prop. So that would have been my next pick, but I don't have that ability. But for right now, AL minus one.
All right. Well, we got kind of most of the bases covered here. Hopefully we don't get middled. I think there's some type of way where we could both lose that. Yes. That'd be quite unfortunate. But yeah, you make like I didn't sim the All-Star game 10,000 times and get ready for this. But on that note, my final, we're only doing two picks here. I'm just going with a very generic over 11 runs minus 107. Listen, the game is in Coors. There's opportunities. The balls were going extra far last night. I know there's a million good pitchers, but there's so many good hitters as well. It's just a simple fact. I think they want runs. I think, you know, again, it's an all-star game. 11 was pretty reasonable. We see totals in cores throughout the year that are around that. I know it's an all-star game and it's difficult to quantify, but I thought it would be a little higher and a little more juiced. It's actually slightly juiced to the under. So when I saw -107, I was content to put a half a strip of bacon in that and hope the National League just scores like 12 runs in the first inning, and then I have everything covered and I can relax for the night.
Well, I hope that that does not happen the way that you just laid it out, because that wouldn't work for me. I would not be covering one at that point in time. It's neither here nor there. I mentioned that I think Vlad Guerrero is going to win the MVP for the All-Star game. I could not bet on that. So I'm going to go with the next best thing. 1/4 strip of bacon for Vlad Guerrero to hit a home run, plus 320. There's not a lot of value in a lot of the stuff that I was looking at, unfortunately. So I projected expected home runs for everyone in the starting lineup based on 2 plate appearances apiece. Guerrero projected as the guy with the best the most likely to hit a home run relative to the odds that I was getting. They were pretty bleak at the bottom. These lines were a little bit more juiced up than I was expecting. So I'm going to double down on my Vlad Guerrero. I think he wins the MVP because he hits a home run sometime early, because he's probably not batting late. But you get him at plus 320, just a little quarter strip of bacon, a little nibble, something to pay attention to while you watch the game.
No, the NL is going to pitch a perfect game. Give me props on that. Just,
I'll take that action on my own.
Yeah, I bet you will. No, I have no problem with honing in on a player or a guy that, you know, if those props pop up later in the day, you know, having some fun with something like that. There's a lot of ways you can go for an all-star game, of course. The goal is to enjoy it. And like the home run derby, you pick a couple things, you have some fun, and doesn't mean you can't do it. Beat Alonso, that was very sharp by you. And I think we see some scoring tonight. That's really what I'm basing things around. I think there's going to be a lot of runs up for grabs. I think the National League is maybe the better side. They're starting to take a little money. I looked at them straight. But for me, that's where I'm leaning. And then turn my sights back on a pivotal NBA Game 4 tomorrow. I am very excited for that.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. PGA contenders today for the Open Championship. Something that I don't want to call the Open Championship at all. That will always be the British Open to me. It's never going to be anything else. You and I will be recording that video a little bit later today, so keep your eyes peeled for that one. Anything else we want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, as you mentioned, stay tuned. We've got a ton of content coming to you for PGA, certainly. It's a premier week, but then we're going to start transitioning more and more college football, NFL, getting you ready. The season is rapidly approaching. We've got so many tools, not just on the betting side, the fantasy football side, obviously the DFS side. We've got you covered from all angles, so be on the lookout there. And certainly stay tuned for more props and bets on the breakfast menu.
There it is, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you once again to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this show. We wish we could have brought you a side of No House Advantage. We just don't have the ability, but those sides will be back tomorrow for Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Good luck tonight, everybody. Catch us again tomorrow on the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage.